Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. Bernard Tapie has been condemned by the Court of Appeals to reimburse 404 million euros. It's the final chapter of the saga, which began in 1993 when the businessman sold his company Adidas through the Crédit Lyonnais. The bank made a profit on the sale, and Tapie contested the amount. In 2008, the Court of Justice ruled in favor of the businessman, granting Tapie the sum in compensation, which must now be returned. Another judicial case, a ruling has been given in the AZF trial. 16 years after the deadly explosion in Toulouse, the public prosecutor has requested a 3-year suspended sentence, as well as a 45,000 euro fine against Serge Bechelin, former director of the factory. The Grand Paroisse, owner of the site, also faces a 225,000 euro fine. This is the third trial in the case. The same requisitions were also established during the first trial in 2009. The end of the trial is set for May 24th, and the verdict will be delivered in the following weeks. A first Council of Ministers in the Macron era. The 22 ministers and Secretary of States met this morning at 11 a.m. for their first big meeting. The new president set the path for his presidency, making clear that despite coming from the LR or the PS, they were expected to support candidates under the En Marche banner for the upcoming legislative elections. A new government, but what about Notre-Dame-des-Landes? A question that has arisen as Nicolas Hulot has historically opposed the project of a new airport in Nantes. However, the Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, as well as President Emmanuel Macron, are in favor of it. A mediator has been appointed to find a solution. The William Saurin Group may have found two buyers. The Dossi Group and the LBO France Fund have decided to make a joint offer to take over the portfolio of assets. The package would also include a takeover of the industrial sites and employees of the group. 1,300 employees are concerned. And in football news, following an announcement from Didier Deschamps, fans can expect the return of Lacazette, Moussa Sissoko, and Kurt Zouma for the next 3 Team France games. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.